This is the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. It's Friday afternoon, January 2nd, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Siemens for Startups leader Pengsan Cao to headline Super Green Live, joined by TerraCycle founder Tom Sackey, Planet Positive Investing's Mark Perlmutter, and WEFunder president Johnny Price. Siemens for Startups leader Pengsan Cao will headline Super Green Live, a global virtual event focused on practical climate solutions. Joining her are TerraCycle founder Tom Sackey, Planet Positive Investing's Mark Perlmutter, and WEFunder President Johnny Price. The three-day program, streaming on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and other smart TV devices via E360 TV network, aims to bridge the gap between innovation and impact in climate solutions. Free to watch worldwide, VIP tickets with virtual backstage access are available for deeper engagement.
Washington floods prompts emergency response from local restoration company. The Washington is facing historic flooding, forcing thousands to evacuate and leaving homes destroyed. First Response Water Damage, a Renton-based restoration company, is stepping in to help. With over 25 years of experience, they are offering 24/7 services for water damage, smoke damage, and odor removal. Known for their exceptional customer service, they prioritize helping their fellow Washingtonians in this time of need. Call 206-759-2315 for assistance.
I'm curious about this podcast. I'm curious about the launch of Detail. It's all about this podcast. This is all about this podcast. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.